Today's shiur in the Mishnah Yomi, second volume, is Daf Yud Dalid Omud Beis. And we're still learning the halachos of the Tefila of Ovalu Tzion and Aleinu, as we started learning yesterday. And we're doing the kuntris that the Mishnah Berurah wrote in the Bir Halacha on Kaddish as well. So a lot of things to do today and to finish up on from yesterday's shiur. So let's start at the bottom of Yud Dalid Omud Aleph with the words of the Ramah. The Ramah said at the very end of yesterday's shiur, "Va'omrim kaddish yosom achor aleinu." The minhag is that we do say a kaddish yosom, a kaddish that was set specifically aside for orphans, after we say aleinu. And the Ramah adds, "Va'afilu ein yosom beveis haknesses." Even if there is no orphan in the beis haknesses, i.e., there is nobody there that is in the year of avelus for a parent, then nevertheless, yomar oso mishein lo avein. Then somebody who doesn't have a father or a mother, albeit they're not in the year of avelus, they should say this kaddish. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud writes, "Shahari liolam tsrichim lomar kaddish achar sha'amru psukim." Because the custom is that after we recite psukim from the Torah, we always say kaddish. The issue footnote number 21 explains the tam for this. He brings down from the Shiboli Haleket, who says that whenever you say psukim, he brings down the name of the gonim, that you have to say kaddish, because every pasuk has hidden names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it, and we have to say kaddish after that. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, "Ubaaleinu Yesh gam kem psukim, utzrichim kaddish achrov." And Aleinu also has psukim, which has hidden names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it, and therefore it requires to be said a kaddish after the recitation of Aleinu. However, he says, "El shenagu b'kaddish zeh l'nichol l'yosom shemes avivimo." This kaddish was especially designated by Chazal that it should be said by a person in the Yud Beis Chodesh after the loss of a mother or a father. Why? Mipnei sheyesh yisomim ketanim, because there are orphans under the age of bar mitzvah who can't daven for the amud, or even oafilu gedolim, or even children above the age of bar mitzvah, or adults that are above the age of bar mitzvah for sure, that would like to be the shliach tzibur, but only one person can be the shliach tzibur. So these gedolim she'enu yichol liyo shliach tzibur for that tefillah. And therefore, Kaddish was set up as a consolation prize, so to say, v'lomer Kaddish u baruchu acha avivimo, so they would be able to say Kaddish, and frequently they would say baruchu after the Kaddish as well. And this was to help commemorate the loss of their mother or their father. Because, as the Mishnah Berurah states, Shim ha'yicholim l'spal of the Amud, if they were capable of davening for the Amud, Zehu tov yoser mi'amiris kaddish. It's much more preferable to be the chazan than to just say the kaddish. The kaddish is somewhat of a consolation prize, as I said, for the Avelim who were not able to daven through the Amud, either because only one person can daven and they weren't the one that was chosen, or because they're below the age of bar mitzvah and they can't be motzi the tzibra because they're a katan. He brings down Ukvar Yodua Mimaisi the Rabbi Akiva. Famous story of Gemara, Rabbi Akiva met up with a man who he saw was in a very distraught state. I won't go through the entire details of the Gemara. And this person begged Rabbi Akiva to go and have his teacher's son to say Kaddish for him to relieve him from this terrible situation that he's in. The person was actually a dead person, and he appeared to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva went and found the son and taught him how to say Kaddish and eventually freed this man from the terrible situation that he was in because he taught the son to say Kaddish. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, this is a great toelis gadol sheyesh lemeis. It's a great benefit to the meis, kisheyesh lo ben homer Kaddish u baruch hu, when he has a child who is able to recite the Kaddish and the baruch hu in his memory and his honor. U'biyoseh b'toch shana rishona. And this is especially true in the first year, in the 12 months, or actually we say for only 11 months, the Kaddish after the death of a parent. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Lekach tiknu ve'inichu kaddish zeh." Therefore, this kaddish was set up. It's a minhag to say this kaddish, and it was set aside specifically she'ein tzarich shum dover yosir liyisomim, that this would be for the yisomim who don't have an opportunity to do something else, whether they're ketanim or gedolim. So this is the kaddish for them. Or besofa simon. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us at the end of this simon, we've already started this. We pointed this out before. We're talking here in the Bir Halacha, Hetakti Bir Halacha Kol Dinei Kaddish B'Kitzer. The Mishnah Berurah has given the Hakdama to Kaddish that we've already started learning 2 days ago and yesterday, and Mitzvah Shem will continue learning today, this little kuntris that is in the Bir Halacha, which is called by the name of Maimar Kaddishin, or V'Shem Maimar Kaddishin Yikari. Before we go back to that, however, we'll finish up with one line of the Ramah. There's very little Ramah, no Shulchan Aruch actually today. The Ramah writes, V'afilu mi sheyesh lo av v'ein, yachol li omro, im ein aviv v'imo makpidim. Technically, anybody in the shul can say this kaddish. It was set aside for the avelim in the year of the avelus, and if they're not present, there is nobody that's in an avel, so then a person who has lost one of his parents already previously, more than a year ago, he can say the kaddish. But technically, the Ramah says that if there is nobody there who is Baruch Hashem saying kaddish, let's say you're in a 12th grade class in school, and Baruch Hashem, everybody has both of their parents, so technically, one of the boys can say this kaddish, even though both their parents are Baruch Hashem alive, as long as the Ramah says he knows that the parents aren't makpidin on this. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Alef writes, this means to say, he knows for a fact that his parents aren't going to be disturbed by the fact that he's saying Kaddish. He's either asked them that beforehand, or they've mentioned that it's okay, they know the halacha, and they say, sure, that's the halacha, it's not a problem. I would say on the side, however, that most people are very makbid on this, and that one certainly can never assume that the parents will not care if the child says Kaddish. I know many situations where one of the parents has been nifter or nifteres, and the other parent still was makbid that the child shouldn't say any additional Kaddishim other than the Kaddish that they say for the departed parent. So therefore, in general, I would say that the assumption is that the parents are makbid unless the child knows absolutely for certain that they're not. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Umistavra the kol zeh hu l'inyan kaddish yosom." Everything that we just discussed is in regards to the kaddish yosom. That kaddish after aleinu, but meisha kaddish zeh miyuchad liyosomim. That was designated specifically for yosomim. However, abo l'spalu l'fnei amud. But for somebody to be the chazan in front of the tzibur, o lifros al shma, or he's saying that half shma, the half shmona esri that we've talked about in the past. Then you're saying a Kaddish, but that's not a Kaddish Yosom. So therefore, you have absolutely no concern there that your parents might object. That's not a Kaddish Yosom. If a person is laning and he says the Kaddish, the Chatzi Kaddish at the end of laning, he's davening for the Omer, he says the Kaddish is part of the Tefillah, so there's absolutely no concern in this situation. The parents should not be makbid. The issue footnote number 22 brings down the case. What happens if this katan, this young child, comes in right at the end of davening and the tzibur has already said Oleinu, and he walks in just as they conclude Oleinu? So he brings down from the Chelkas Yaakov, also as well the Shelis Tshuvas Divrei Yisrael, that this katan Yochel Lomar Kaddish Zeh, he would be allowed to say the Kaddish. Why? Mikivin Shayu Asara Shamu Oleinu Yachad, since there were 10 adult males above the age of Bar Mitzvah that did were present for Oleinu, and therefore that was Niskadi Shem Shemayim, there was a Kiddush Shem Shemayim by their being present in the minyan saying Oleinu, and therefore this Yosom would be allowed to say the Kaddish even though he wasn't there for Oleinu. He does bring down what happens if the Yosom is in the middle of Psukah de Zimra, so he brings down from the Chelut Tshuvas Marshag, Sheyochol Lahafsik Velomer Kaddish Avor Atzibur Shomer Oleinu. He would be allowed to interrupt in the middle of Psukah de Zimra and say this Kaddish over here. The issue footnote number 23 brings down that this Kaddish can even be said by Kitanim Od, Nebuch Rachmona Litzlan Lo Aleinu. You see sometimes a first grader saying Kaddish over here. Nebuch, he lost one of his parents. So the Ma'aril brings this down, and the Makor Chaim as well, that you're allowed to say Kaddish in this fashion. Sometimes you'll have an adult saying each word in front of the child. Yiskadel, Yiskadel, Yiskadesh, Yiskadesh. If the child is not capable of saying on his own, or an adult will say it with him together, Nebuch Rachmona Litzlan Lo Aleinu, we shouldn't see such things. The issue footnote number 24 brings down that Avsha Kaddish Sha'achar Aleinu Shel Shachris Nimna Bein Shiva HaKadesh Shehovet. Remember earlier we learned in Simon Nun Hei that there are seven Kaddishes that we say every day, and this is considered obligatory. Nevertheless, he brings down that this is still able to be said by a katan. Amnam. However, if there weren't 10 people at the reciting of the Kaddish, in other words, there were 10 people at the start of Aleinu, but there weren't 10 people at the conclusion of Aleinu, so then in this situation, whereas we normally say that a Kaddish can still be recited, we consider it as if we still have the minyan present. In this situation, this Kaddish is not fully attached to the Aleinu, it's only a minute to say it, and therefore you wouldn't say Kaddish unless there were still 10 adult males left at the end of Aleinu. Finally, Dishu footnote number 25 brings down in regards to the fact that it's especially a schooler to say this Kaddish during the first year, in the first 11 months after the death, Rachmana Litzlan, of a parent. So he says, Af gamli acher gemar shon, even after that year, the Chidah brings down, Sheyesh mala lomar Kaddish. There is a great benefit to the holy neshama that departed by the child saying Kaddish after that time, even if though it's after the year. As is brought down by the Maisa of Rabbi Akiva, that Maisa that we brought down in the Mishnah Berurah from the Gemara, that actually occurred several years after the person's death. And therefore, he brings down, Mitam Zeh, because of this reason, Kosa B'Sefer Kolbo, the Kolbo, who's a Rishon, writes in his Sefer in Avelus, Shemi Sheshama Al-Patiras Aviv Imo Achar Gemara Shana, if somebody, Rachmona Litzlan, only heard about the death of their parent after the year, they should definitely say Kaddish. Kaddish will still be beneficial. We don't say, oh, it's only beneficial for the 11 months after the patira of the person. No, it's still beneficial any point in time. That really concludes the standard part of today's shir, but we'll continue reading now from the Chofetz Chaim's Bir Halacha, Maimar Kaddishin, that we started talking about yesterday. And I'll read now from the second line on the Bir Halacha on Daf Yudalid Omud Aleph, where the Chavetz Chaim writes, "Ein monim hashiva v'shloshim kim miyom kivuraso." We start counting the shiva and we start counting the shloshim from the day that the person is buried. Av she'aver zman rav bein misa l'kvur, even Rachmon l'tzlan, the person died, let's say, on a Sunday and he's only buried on a Wednesday, so we only start counting the shiva on Wednesday, and the shloshim starts as well from Wednesday. Vein monim miyom hamisa, we don't count from the day of the death, the lo miyom shino the lo, nor from the day that you find out about it, kemosha kosav ramor biyoredeya, but instead we count from the day of the burial, mishom de ikre didim shel gehenim, because the essentials of the halachos of gehenim, maskel mistima sagolo, they only begin from the time that the actual grave is, so to say, sealed off, closed off from the burial. Dershu footnote number 15 brings down, in the name of the shach, that's why we don't start saying Kaddish before the Kvura. For example, if somebody, Rachman al-Islam, is Nifter on Shabbos, or they're Nifter on Friday afternoon, and they're not buried until Sunday, so the Yosom, who doesn't have a din of an Onen in that situation on Shabbos, technically goes to Shul and he davens, but he wouldn't say Kaddish over there. Not like the opinion of the Taz, who says that Shabbos before the Kvura, you do say Kaddish. The Chochmas Adam, however, with the apostles like the Taz, that you do say Kaddish, and he explains, Sheish kamadinim aha gehenim, there are other judgments before the Gehenim as are brought down in the Zohar, and therefore the Kaddish is beneficial even already at that time. Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Yiras Moshe, writes as well, Sha Kaddish mol shlo yidonu es haniftor bedid gehenim. It also can prevent going into Gehenim, so therefore it's a good thing to do. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Ayin Aleph, in the name of the Primi Gadim, that when a child is an Onein, and there are other people that are dealing with the Kvura, so he's not really dealing with the Kvura, it would be permissible, technically, for him to go to Shul and say Kaddish. So certainly on Shabbos, when he's not technically in Aninus at that point, he can certainly go and say the Kaddish before the burial. However, he points out, he wouldn't have priority over any of the other Avelim. In a place where only one Avel says Kaddish, he would not have priority over them. And this is the Psak of the Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Igros Moshe as well, that it would be preferable for him to say Kaddish. And this is the opinion of many other contemporary Gedolim as well. We continue in the Bir Halach, and he writes, Yardsite monim yonam misa. However, when you count the Yardsite, that goes from the day of the actual death of the person, not from the day of the burial, as also written down in Yoredeya, where many of these halachos come from. Chavetz Chaim then will skip a little bit, and he says, even in the first year, Bishona Rishona, you go from the day of the Misa, and not from the day of the Kvura. However, the issue, footnote number 16, brings down, if there was a big delay between the actual death and the burial in the first year, then in the first year, the Yardsite will be different. Why is that? He says, Linyan kviyas yom ha-yartzei b'shona rishona, there nechliku achronim imnik ba-yom zeh lefi yom ha-kvura o lefi yom ha-misa. There is a machlokis, whether you look at the day of the death or the day of the burial. The reason behind the question over here is because if the burial is delayed several days, so then you can actually have the yartzei come out if you go from the day of the misa before the 12 months are completed. And that's why some suggest that if there's a more than one day difference between the two, that the first year that the yartzei should be held on the day of the burial rather than on the day of the misa. In regards to the Yom Havsaka, the Chavetz Chaim writes, the day that you stop saying the Kaddish, Nirin Ami HaLavush, based upon the Lavush, Demon Ami Yom HaKvura, that you go from the day of the burial as well. Achim Yeshu Yomim Rabin Bein Misa L'Kvura, Ein Monim El Ami Yom HaMisa. But he says here as well, that there's a great delay, Rechmon Lutzan, sometimes the body can't be found, whatever the situation may be, and if there's a great delay, doesn't define what a great delay is, so then you go from the day of the death as well. The issue footnote number 17, however, brings down over here that there are a number of different girsos in what this Mishnah Berurah should be, and many say this should be from Yom HaKfura and not from the Yom HaMisa. What's the chiddush of saying from Yom HaKfura if it's not the Yom HaMisa? So you might have thought that people may not remember when the burial was, but to remember when the yardsite, the day of the Misa actually was, and it will look like you're saying Kaddish for more than 11 months. So he says, nevertheless, this word should be over here, Yom HaKfura, and that's not a concern. That's the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein as well. Chavetz Chaim continues and he says, "V'ein omrim miktzas hayom kekula l'inyan shiva u'shloshim." We don't say that part of the day counts as the whole day in regards to his priority to daven for the omer to say kaddish. Dafilu b'tfilas hamincha, even though he's technically gotten up from the shiva, technically he may be done with the shloshim from those points of view, but in regards to his priority to daven, so even by mincha time on that day, he would have the schus of shiva and shloshim, as many achronim write. He points out as well, we're skipping, we're not saying every word here in the Bir Halacha, in Mashanah Muberes, in a leap year, like this year, for example, then you still only count 11 months of the Kaddish, even though that's going to be 2 months before the coming of the Yardsite. The Chadosh in Garmu Liftor Adim Meyela, because it's dependent upon the months and not upon the year, in terms of stopping the Kaddish after 11 months. A person in the Shiva who goes to Shul on Shabbos, for example, certainly in his own house, he would have priority, but if even he's going to Shul on Shabbos during the Shiva, so He has a priority, again, in a place where they only have one person saying the Kaddish, so the Ben Shiva would have all the Kaddishim. We, of course, again, as I mentioned the other day, in most shuls, do say more than one person Kaddish at the same time, so this doesn't come up. And certainly, he has priority over a Ben Yud's Beis Chodesh for all of the Kaddishim. And this is true for all of the Kaddishes in the davening. Avol, it's customary to give at the end of the Yom, or at the end of any Tehillim that is said, the yard site, at least one of those Kaddishim, without having to do a Goral, because he really is a high priority in it, albeit the Shiva knocked him off, but he should have a high priority. And the other Kaddishim he can do a Goral with other people, and as long as the yard site at least has one, that would be acceptable. Now we're on Daf Yudalit Omid Beis in the Bir Halacha, a couple of lines down. He brings down another din. In this battle, Mimenu Avelu Shul Shiva Machmas HaRegel, if the Shiva was abrogated because you reached Sukkot, Pesach, or Shavuos, and the Shiva is cut off, Mikomokom Kol Shivas Yomim Miyom HaKvura Yesh Lo Din Shiva Linyan Kaddish. You have a priority in being allowed to say the Kaddish ahead of anybody else, as long as the 7 days aren't up, even though the Shiva may technically be up. Similar to on the seventh day, we said you still have the priority at Mincha time, even though you've gotten out of Shiva. And likewise, the same thing applies in terms of shloshim, that you have a higher priority, even though the regal has come and knocked off the shloshim. Rachmanu Litzlan, if somebody's father passed away during the regal, yesh lo din ben shiva katan linyan kaddish beregal. We do say kaddish then, and you have the priority like a person in shiva, albeit there's some qualifications over here, which we can't go into right now. Then the Chofetz Chaim points out that anybody who does have a higher priority for the kaddish also has a higher priority to daven for the omud. As we've already pointed out, davening for the Omid actually is a greater nachas ruach, so to say, to the nefesh of the nifter. And on that note, we'll conclude today's daf.